This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. A little icy, a little cold, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Geez, what happened, you know?
I don't know. It just got colder and then it got colder. I mean, at least we didn't have snow.
Well, yeah, that's true, but wow. It's like, man, isn't it supposed to warm up, you know?
It's supposed to, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting.
You know, it's been such a really weird year on every front, you know, from like, you know, the way people do business to, you know, the weather's been even weird. And now, you know, we've had this, you know, wicked cold snap. And so now, you know, I don't know. It's just been such a strange year all the way around. And now all of a sudden I looked up and I realized, oh, my goodness, we're less than a week away from Christmas now. What happened? I mean, time's just flew.
Do you have all your Christmas shopping done? I forgot to ask.
Yes, you told me, you said a couple of weeks ago that coming week was the last week to order anything. So I said, well, I better get on it.
You're not going to get it otherwise.
No, it's not. It is not coming. And so all that's been taken care of, and everything has been delivered. And as far as I know, all the other people not here that we had things sent to, they got their stuff delivered. So we're good to go, but... Goodness gracious, I cannot believe we're 6 days away. What? I don't know. It just flew by.
Did you do the high-tech deals I recommended?
No.
Oh, no.
I know it. I know. We looked at, some of those, the Alexa and stuff like that. And I really loved your drone idea. I loved that. And then we started getting into these other things like the, how about
the coffee cup? I've already had a call on that, how it works. You plug it somehow into your phone, and you can see the coffee as temperature rises on your phone.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yes, you can see it rising on your phone. You can see the temperature going up on the cup, by the way.
You got to be kidding me. Your phone?
I was sent a picture of it yesterday. A client called me and said, Fay, you've got to see the coffee cup. I mean, he said it's an amazing thing.
Zena, if I had known that, I would have made it much more of an urgent project. I started going down that road, and I started looking at these things because, you know, I wrote them all down.
I knew you did.
Exactly. That's my thing. I love technology. And so I started going down this rabbit hole, and then one thing led to another, and then the suggestions came up and said, oh, you might like this also. And then I just lost control of it all, and it all got away from me. And
the only thing he couldn't figure out was how to turn the cup on and off. The on and off is on the bottom of the cup.
Really?
Yes. And it's just an amazing thing. It's hooked to your phone, and you can see, and it says, do you want the coffee hotter? You move it a little bit. Do you want it cooler? You can just do all kinds of gadgets with it.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's a really neat deal.
Well, I didn't know it would hook to your phone and you could see that.
Yes, you can see the temperature rising. And if it's not warm enough, just hit it and it'll go right on up.
See, now that changes everything. I was blown away the first time when you told me about it. And now that I see that you have control and you can even make it hotter from your phone. I mean, who does that with a coffee cup? How do you even think of stuff like that? It's amazing.
I'm telling you, this was all really high-tech things. The other thing that I ordered, and it's called Dodow. And Dodow is made in France, even though they had it, the manufacturing actually done in China. But it was developed by these engineers in France. And it's this light deal. And it will put you to sleep in 8 minutes.
What? Really?
Yeah. For people who have a really hard time sleeping, this is going to be, I think, really good. They said they have sold 500,000 of those.
Really? And it's called Dodow?
Dodow. And I haven't got to see it work on anybody, but I did buy it. You know, as I said, I bought all high-tech gadgets.
Well, I wrote that down now, too.
Yes. And then I did the deal that you can get your keys from or whatever's lost.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that hooks up to something also. It has to.
I love when stuff hooks up to your phone.
Yes, and I'm sure that's how that works. And you can find anything in just a matter of seconds.
See, now
and I know everybody loses everything. They lose their keys, their phone. They lose everything.
Everything.
So
literally.
I think this is going to be great. I haven't got to see it work yet, but I'm anxious to see that on somebody.
Well, now I'm going to have to go for like the after Christmas sales because you know they're coming. So, you know.
Yes, and I don't know if these high tech things will go on sale, but they might. So you need to check that and see.
I do. I'm ashamed that I let it go, and now it's too late because nothing's going to get delivered by Christmas now.
No, nothing. All of them are saying now January 4th.
Really?
So you can anything that you were going to send out, most things will tell you it's January 4th now. Amazon, you might still get it by the 28th or something, but I would not look at Walmart or Target because they're saying January 4th.
Wow. And, you know, this is the week that, you know, for over the next couple of days, you know, this would be the week where it's like, oh, man, I forgot something, and you just run to the store. Well, you can't just run to the store this year. It's totally different. So you have to plan ahead. And I didn't get all the way planned ahead like I planned to.
Yeah, you got behind somewhere.
I did.
Yeah. And you know, I'm through. I've got everything done. My house is decorated. My tree is done. My dinner is planned out.
Ooh, really? What'd you end up going with for Christmas dinner?
We're having lobster bisque.
Ooh.
Shrimp scampi.
Ooh.
Stuffed mushrooms. Good. Beef Wellington and creme brulee.
Jeez Louise, you went all out.
I went all the way. It's a once in a lifetime deal.
Wow. So what are the? Do you have to go? Because obviously you can't go to like the country club and stuff. So how does
no.
it, what do you, are they delivering or cooking?
They are delivering.
Wow.
Well, I'm having it delivered.
Sweet.
I mean, you know, I said, you know, we can't go, we haven't been able to go all year. So if you haven't eaten out hardly all year, you do one fabulous meal.
Wow. It sounds like it's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be. I love lobster bisque. I love beef Wellington. Stuffed mushrooms, oh my gosh, the shrimp, oh my gosh.
Wow.
And my favorite dessert is creme brulee.
Mmm. Mmm.
Love it.
Delicious.
And so I said, this is the meal of the century.
And you have a small-ish gathering planned, right, I assume?
Yes, a smallish, very small gathering, because I don't want to get anything, I don't want anybody to expose me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we want to be safe, let's face it.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
And someone said, are the little children going to eat this? I said, no, they'll be eating chicken nuggets. But if we come down to reality, they'll be eating chicken nuggets and mashed potatoes, probably.
Are they bringing in chicken nuggets for the children, or are you like
no, frozen? No, I'm gonna do the chicken nuggets. Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, my gosh.
How many children are going to be there?
Four.
All right.
Four little children.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes. It is amazing.
It sounds fantastic.
And you know what? You know, I'm always talking about animals, dogs, cats. And you know that I want a golden doodle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've just priced themselves out of reality.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking for a gecko this week to give to the school because something happened to theirs. So I called Petland. I guess I can say the name. Maybe I shouldn't say the name. Anyway, I called a pet store. And I was talking to him about the gecko. And I thought, well, just for the fun of it, I'd ask them how much their golden doodle was. I said, well, and how much is your golden doodle? $8,500.
Wow, they went up.
These people are out of their mind.
Yeah.
This is a puppy. You know? This is a mixed breed puppy.
Yeah.
You know? This is not even a registered dog.
Yeah.
And the breeders are charging $28,000 to $3,000 and up to $5,000 out of state. Now then, the pet places are going to $8,000. Do you think this little puppy's worth $8,000?
Well, technically they're priceless, but I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous, folks. They finally crossed over. I don't think there's any puppy, surely, that we would pay $8,000 for.
You should call them back and say, hey, look, there's no way you can put a price on a puppy like this, so let's just ignore that $8,000. Let's just do an even swap. Hello, good day, and we'll just call it a day, and we'll just go on about our business. Tell them.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't you say there were like $5,000 last time?
Well, out of state right now, they're $5,000. But the local breeders, I've visited with them, they're at $2,800.
My God.
And you can't just go out there. You know, used to, if somebody had puppies, they'd say, come out to my house and look at them and pick them up and play with them, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. You have to pick out the puppy in advance off of the picture. You go out there and you pay for it. You've already put up your deposit, remember? And then you pick up the puppy, and there's not any fooling around with them or anything. I don't think that's right.
See, we find...
I think you should be able to go out, pick up each one, and decide, but you can't do it that way.
Exactly. You know, we got ours at the animal shelter. You know, you go out and you spend a little time. They have a little like room off to the side, and you go in and you spend some time with them to see if you're compatible. And if you are, then you just go about your business. If not, then I guess you'd find another one. I don't know. It's never happened before. But I mean, it was very simple, very easy. You go and meet and make sure your personalities connect, because there is possibilities that one won't like the other. Maybe the dog won't like the family. Maybe the family won't get along with the dog. And so you have to know those things. Huh.
Well, it's different with these little puppies. I mean, they are very restricted. You have already picked it out. You've already put up your deposit. You go out, and they give you that dog. And they guarantee it, they say, you know, for its shots and a temperament and all that. But so, it has become a big, big business, let me tell you.
Wow, evidently. $8,000, I could have probably never guessed that.
I would have never in my whole life. And they said, well, we give you a lifetime guarantee. And I'm just laughing. A lifetime guarantee on a dog?
It's not like a tire.
Yeah, that's right. It's not like a tire or a car.
Yeah.
You know, a puppy is an entirely different proposition.
Yeah.
And I love animals, as you know, how dearly I love them. And, they've priced themselves way too far for me. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it under any circumstances. Would I pay $8,000 for a puppy?
Yeah, that's why we always
say. And I guess, you know, but you want to be sure, you know, that it's got the right mixture, that that it's got the poodle and golden retriever mix.
Yeah.
And not some other wild mix.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was an interesting concept for me. I didn't even buy the lizard from them.
Well, I bet that's a sentence you've never said before, is it?
That's right. I mean, you know, I didn't even buy their old lizard because they were so expensive.
I didn't even buy the lizard from them.
Yeah, they were too far out for me.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Life in the day of Faye Bagby.
That's right. A day in the life, let me tell you.
That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
So how are we on the financial front? I know the job numbers came out this past Thursday, and they weren't really great for that. When they do those types of things and job numbers come out, does it affect people's wealth in any way? I know those in the stock market, they could get a little bit weary if the numbers go way down or the numbers are too bad. You know, it could cause some panic. But as far as, you know, overall economic health, what kinds of things are going on right now? What do you see? What's the landscape?
People are talking about what their money's worth. They're saying, you know, our money isn't going to be worth anything anyway, we might as well get this investment made. That was the last words I heard for the week. I had a gentleman come into the office this week and said he wanted to open an account. His wife had an account with us for years. He said she made real good money with us. She passed away. And he said, I'm just now coming to open an account with you. I said, you know, you're a little bit late, aren't you? I mean, men procrastinate so much. It just, it's shocking to me sometimes how far they do procrastinate. But anyway, he's a very nice gentleman. And he was saying, well, the dollar isn't going to be worth anything anyway. I want to get it invested. And I think that's what people are thinking now. What's my money going to be worth? What's my investments going to be worth? And I think a lot of people just want to get a solid investment because nobody knows what's going to happen the next 4 years. Everybody's very leery, I'll tell you, about the next four.
Yeah. Are people saying, because I know that, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about this, there are some rumblings of an event, I think is what they called it. Are they still saying that, or are they, you know, kind of backing off a little bit?
I hear it both ways, but I hear a lot of people saying, this is what you need to do with your money. So there a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you know, let's buy stocks. This one's going to go up. This one's going to go down. And then a lot of them are saying, you know, now's the time to get out of the stock market because of an event that's going to happen in 2021. Mm. And nobody knows, you know, we're changing administrations completely. Everybody's worried about that a lot. And they should be because it's unknown. We don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
We know that they're against oil and gas. You know, they're for the new Green Deal. It's going to be challenging. I think this will be a very challenging 4 years.
When you hear people say things like that, do you sense a sense of panic maybe from them, or just more like proactive steps of trying to find other?
Well, I know it's darn sure proactive because we've had four new clients in just 2 weeks. And I never met any of these. And, you know, usually I meet with everyone once or twice, you know, when they're opening an account. These are all new people that I have never met, and we opened the account over the phone. They came to the office. Two came to the office. Two, we opened it without them even coming to the office. So I'm just telling you some of the things that are happening.
So there are if people are worried about, you know, distancing and things like that, there's all kinds of things you have in place.
Yes, and so people are worried about getting their money in the right place right now. This seems to be what they're really worried about. So they're making that step to come over to us because the things that they're in, they don't feel like it's in the right place.
I know you talked to a lot of new investors over the last several weeks.
Yes, I have.
What kinds of things are they into? What are their comments, their concerns? Obviously, getting you know to a safer place, but you know, are they saying you know, geez, I've been listening for a long time, or gosh, this is the first I've heard about it, or my friend told me, or you know, a family member has been investing for a while and they've made money, and so I'm ready, or was there an event that
Okay, one of them, the family member, has been with me since 14.
Ooh.
I mean, a long, long time. And this is the rest of the family is coming in. There's four of them on that one investment. They're coming in after all these years. And I talked to my friend who has been with me so long and told her that her relative's coming in. You know what she said? It's about time. So, you know, she said, it's about time. I love that statement. And then the other people are the ones I was telling you were driving through Lubbock and heard me on the radio. Mm-hmm. And they went home and called me and said, you know, this is something we think we'd like to do. And I said, go to our website. It's Midland, you know, American Financial, Midland.com. They went to the website, looked us up, studied us, saw what everybody'd been making, saw the references, everything. And they called me back and said, yes, we want to do this. And so they did it. And then the other two, as I said, the one gentleman, his wife was with me for years. He said that she made a lot of money And then she left her money to her mother. It didn't go to him when she died.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and he's in the oil and gas business and out here in Midland, and just put it off and finally said, you know, the dollar isn't going to be worth anything. I need to do something with my dollars. So he came over to us. And then the other one was recommended by our other clients. And he knew how much they had made. So, you know, he decided he wanted to do this, and that's what he did.
How, when people come to you now and you have so many new investors, excuse me, coming in and they're wanting to get involved, how does the process work as far as, you know, hey, I want to come in, I want to get into a policy right away, or is it, you know, getting accounts set up now and then in the next several weeks or months they'll be into a policy? How does the process work for new investors?
Well, most of them wanted to get in something right away. A lot of them heard about the one we were doing there. The day, the glioblastoma, the brain cancer, and they wanted to get in that. A lot of them had heard about it and rushed to get in it. Some of them, their money did not get there in time, so they'll be investing in other policies as we have them. In the next 30 days, we'll have them invested in other policies.
So I guess nothing really happens. Nothing changes. There's not like a seasonal dip or anything for the holidays going into the new year. Nothing like that happens. It's just really the same full steam ahead. You know, just kind of whatever policies come in is what is available to invest in, right?
Yes. And we've had a couple of the old policies that have matured. And this is going to make a lot of people happy. You know, those old policies, most of them went over. Those way back in 14, they weren't as good as the policies we're doing today. I say that because I think that the people that were doing, you know, all the medical on them are doing a lot better job. And so now ours come due, you know, pretty close to when they're supposed to. But there's several that were old. And two of those old ones have now come due and matured, and people are going to be happy about that.
Are people jumping in? Because I know sometimes when you have a lot of new investors come in, they may like try one or two just to kind of see how it works and then kind of go up, you know, three, four, or five policies, you know, after that. Are people jumping in with both feet right now, or are they kind of in that place where they're testing out to see first and then expanding?
Well, I think they're starting with like 200,000 right now. That's the average.
All right.
Yeah, they're starting with about 200,000. And that way it'll give them several policies going in.
Is that what you recommend for new investors?
Well, at least four. I mean, you've got to be diversified because remember, some of them are going to go over, some of them will come in on time, and there'll be some that'll be early. So you don't know which ones it's going to be. You know, if it's pancreatic cancer, we know that one's probably going to come in early. Breast cancer, you know, they're going to be on time or early. I don't think they'll be late. But some of the others, sometimes they are. Every cancer is so different. You don't know if it's going to be on time or if it can slide over, you know. So we have to take precautions and say you need to be diversified. You can't come in with one policy, in other words. Can't sit here and wait on one because that might be the one that's going to be late.
Yeah. So generally, the process is people come in, invest in a life insurance policy. They get in several, so that way there's always something that that is maturing. Meanwhile, they're getting into another one, and they're rolling, you know, profits from one into another one. And that's really kind of how the whole process works for planning for retirement. Did I mention that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And then I find that the ones that invest all the time have made the most money. The ones that keep rolling their money into new policies, they always have something maturing. They have money coming in all the time, and it works. The ones who take their money and keep it in cash for a year or 6 months, they're not going to be successful because they don't have it invested. It's just laying there in cash. Mm-hmm. So, and the ones that invest with us all the time, I always see their name on the maturities. I always look, there they are. Over and over again, their name comes up. So the law of averages works, okay? If you're doing it all the time, you're going to have the right maturities on time, and maybe a little bit late, and then you'll have some that are early. So it works.
What makes people not get into every policy? Because from the outside looking in, it seems like, okay, if you've got, obviously, you know, stage four cancer policy, you've gone through it, you've made sure that it's got a great profit margin, you've made sure that the time is right, you've studied the LE, you've studied really everything about the policy, and so you've got this amazing policy. People can look at it for themselves, and it seems like they're all great policies to invest in. So what about any policy would make somebody skip it when it's available?
They think they're smarter than the doctors and the ones that are giving the LE, and they obviously don't believe the timetable. That's the way I look at it. They obviously think, oh, I'm smarter than they are. I know that one's not going to come in on time.
All right.
Or I think that one's not as good as what the doctors say. You know, if the doctor says it's 12 months, I don't believe it. Or if they say it's 24, they're obviously not believing that. Something about the policy they don't believe. I don't know what it is. But then when it comes in early and they're not in it, I always think, you know, they should have been in that policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you start thinking about those that maybe bypassed it and say, well, yeah, that was a good one. It came in early, and so all they did is it gave somebody else a chance to make a bunch
of money.
That's
right.
And not them.
And that's what happens. If they turn it down, I just go to the next person, and the next person says, oh, yes, put me in that. I want in that. You know, and like the big policy we just did, a lot of people were willing to put more than the limit in that, and we limited it to $150,000. Because I thought that was too much, that they should not go over 150. But we had several people in that big policy that went to 150,000. Most people, if they had it, did at least 100. But I had several did 150.
And that was, go ahead.
And these are people that have been with me from the start.
So they kind of know the process. They're like, they've been through it many, many times. They know it's a really profitable investment, and they're like, yeah, give me everything you got. Give me everything that's available, right?
Yes, and I have a college professor, a great guy. He's been with me from the start, and he always makes sure that he's fully invested.
What?
You know?
What does
and
it,
he's made a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure. How long has he been with you, really, from the beginning?
He's been with us from the very beginning. I think he started early 14 with us.
Wow. That's being involved. Do you have,
he is involved.
are most investors that engaged, or are they just kind of
no,
like...
No, he's the only one that checks to make sure all of the shows have been posted. and he, sometimes he'll say, Faye, they're behind. They don't have them all posted. You know, he'll say, they're 30 days behind.
Oh, geez.
And yeah, he knows. He goes back. He listens. He never misses a show.
How much engagement is required for an investor? Because obviously you come in, you show them the policy. Here's what we've got. How much time and effort does it take from an investor's daily life to do this type of an investment?
Probably less than any investment in the world, because it's automatic. Once you get into the policy, we're going to call you. We're going to email you if there's any news. Like if it matures, we're going to send you an email, say that your policy is matured. Then we're going to send them another email and say, this is when you'll get your money, 6 to 8 weeks. If it goes over, we're going to send you a notice and say, we've ordered new LEs. And sometimes everybody doesn't get the new LA. We think they do. Then I'll get a note from somebody, I didn't get the new LA on that. And we want everybody to have the new LA.
So what happens when they don't? Do you just resend it?
We will resend it. It's not a big deal.
Ah, cool. So people, because we live in a very fast world, you know, people don't have a lot of time. People are really, really busy. Do you ever hear from people say, you know, geez, this is the whole process is easier than I ever thought it would be. Do you ever hear reactions like that? Or what do people say about, you know, that?
No, they say, I wish I'd done it a long time ago. I've had several people say, Faye, I wish I had done this several years ago. And then if I had a guy that had several policies went over, he was mad about it. He was unhappy. And he's had three mature in the last 2 months. since he made that remark, you know. He's had three mature. And they were over. They did go over. But they now they've matured. What, he's not going to have anything to say now. You know, he's going to have to get happy now.
So what happens when it does go over? I mean, what is it just a matter of, you know, hey, I thought I would have it, you know, 2 weeks ago or, you know, 2 months ago, whatever the case is? Or is there some other factor that you know, people get
upset about? Well, we go back and look why it went over, what there was about the LE that they missed, or is they just the fact that he wasn't as sick as what he showed, or did he go to clinical trials? You know, what was the reason it went over? We always go back and look to see if we can determine anything that would have caused the guy, you know, to have not passed away on time. Then we have the ones that passed away before we even get the signatures on the contract. Mm. You know, we had that one 2 months ago. Went to the hospital, never came out. We didn't think he was that sick. So sometimes it can go the other way. We don't think they're that sick. Then they die before we get the contract signed, so we have to put the money back in their account. And then we have the ones that, you know, 24 months, and they last 3 months or 6 months.
You've had some, I think, from what I remember, and it may have been a minute, but you've had some that as soon as you got signatures done and all the paperwork was finished, barely got through the process, and then the policy matured. Like, we're talking like a couple of days or weeks, right, I think?
Yeah, we've had one that was a month later.
Wow.
The guy passed away, and we've had several of those. And as you know, if it gets too close, the family gets the money. On that one 2 months ago, of course, the family got the money on that.
Yeah. And there is...
Because you've got 15 days, and some states have got 60 on that.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some states have got 60 days.
So they can actually change their mind if they want to for 2 months.
Yes, they could.
Does that happen often?
No.
Okay. But
I would know it if it had. No, that doesn't happen. The only thing that can happen is we've had them pass away. We have had that happen, that they passed away within in that state, and we had to, you know, let the family have the money.
Mm. You know, because I'm sure people are listening to this, especially, you know, new investors or people who are thinking about it, haven't quite, you know, made the move yet. And they're trying to find some kind of, I guess they're trying to, you know, maybe poke holes in it, find the downside, find, you know, there's got to be something, because there's so many great aspects of investing in a life insurance policy. I'm sure people are trying to find, you know, there's got to be some kind of a downside. What's the other side? Just to be completely fair and play devil's advocate, what is there anything negative about investing in a life insurance policy?
Negative is it could go over. That's your worst fear, is it goes over. But if you've got several policies, it'll work out. You know, you're going to have some that are going to come in late, and you have to expect that. Then you're going to have several that are going to be on time. Then you'll have several that'll come in early.
So it's really
and
just
so
about...
It just works. It's a law of averages. This thing works.
How long should people plan on doing this? Because if we're talking about law of averages, we're obviously talking about investing over time and being diversified in a number of different policies. What's the, I guess, an average ideal landscape?
I would do it until I actually needed all the money.
Okay.
Or if you just get, you know... old and you say, I'm going to take all my money and I'm going to Hawaii or something. If you do something real crazy, you know? Otherwise, you're going to get interest all the time. Your bank account is going to grow. You're going to have money there all the time. I've got several people that have got $250,000 in cash in their account.
Wow.
Yes. They have a lot of policies and they've got a lot of cash that has built up. Most people... try not to have the cash build up. They try to keep invested where they'll make that interest every year. And a lot of people have a tremendous amount of interest every year with us.
So for people to get into a nice, to be in a nice, comfortable place, what do you think, 5 years, 10 years should they plan on doing?
I'd go 7 to 10 years.
All right, minimum.
Minimum. I would do that, you know, if I wasn't going to do anything, because you want to get a lot of interest built up, you know. I think with this new company that we're going to be doing business with, I think the clients are going to have more money, they're going to have a higher percentage, and I'm going to have a higher percentage.
Yeah.
I think we're going to all make more money than we've been making with this new company. You know, we've done two policies with them. I'm looking to do another policy with them as soon as possible, but they pay better. We've cut out the middleman with them. With the others, you've got the brokers involved, which, you know, they call the shots. That's the way it is. And these people, there's no one between them and the client.
So better policies, more profit margins, really a streamlined situation. What does it do for, like, expediting, you know, policies that you're awarded? Does it speed up the process at all?
It will, because they own the policies. It's not a bidding process. You know, we have been bidding on stuff for 3 months with one company, and now they say they might let us have some of those. You know, it's too late. I'm turning down their bids because it's been too long. You know, we need to move on. We need to get our bids done, and with this company, we will not be bidding it. If we agree on the price, they'll sell it to us, and they can close in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like this new relationship is a win for everybody on every level.
I think it will be. I'm really looking forward, you know, to doing business with them.
Cool. So we're already looking at a really bright start to 2021. Some really spectacular opportunities coming next year.
I think it's going to be a great year. I think our clients are going to have a great year. I think we're going to have a great year. With this new relationship, they're going to make more, and they're going to be happier, and I think we'll turn policies a little quicker.
Wow, that's great news for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think it's going to be a wonderful new year. In spite of everything else, I think our company is solid. Our clients are solid. We're not in all these things like the stock market. We're not in things that have got as much speculation. I think we want to stay away from speculation.
Yeah. And, you know, especially after this past year where, you know, there's been so many, you know, businesses that have been closing and such a downturn on so many levels, to see so many bright opportunities coming up. It's really, it means more than probably an average situation. If 2020 had been a regular, normal year, it would still be a great future coming up with this new company that you're dealing with. But after this year, it seems like it means even more. So that's really, really great news.
I think so. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. This company came to us right at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. Really a great opportunity, especially at the end of 2020. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And you can reach us at AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And look at everything, what people have made, references, everything you need to see about the company. And I think I always recommend people do that.
Yeah, and that is a really great resource for people, especially when they're new to investing in life settlements, because I'm sure that people want to know, hey, what kind of historical data is available? What kinds of profits have people made? And these, they actually have numbers, real numbers of profits that people have made, so they can see that for themselves. And another great thing, and I know you do a lot of business this way based on recommendations, but people can go to the website and they can also see testimonials. They can find out a little bit more about how it works from other investors who have already been through the process. And so it's an invaluable resource. AmericanFinancialMidland.com is your website, right?
And we've also, you know, we're a member of the Better Business Bureau. We're an accredited member. We have a double A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've been with them since 2003.
It's impressive. Congratulations for that.
Yeah, we've been there a long time. And so we have a good rating with them.
That's important. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily, you know, put as much emphasis on things like that that maybe they should. But, you know, a lot of people, I think more and more, are wanting to do business with respectable companies. And you've got that nailed. So great record with the BBB. Every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. What is our topic this morning?
It is letters to Santa.
Of course, because we're 6 days away.
But it's not children's letters to Santa.
What?
These are dogs' letters to Santa.
No. Where do you find stuff like this?
Oh, my gosh. These little dogs all wrote letters, and I love their letters. And I thought this would be a good time to tell you what the dogs are thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first, dear Santa, is there a place where dogs can go and pray that you won't forget us this Christmas like you did last year?
Aww.
Love, Emma and Bowery.
Oh, man.
And this one says, dear Santa, we love you very much. Would you please put us on your very special dogs list? If you can't find a present, we can wait till next year, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Dear Santa, I've written 4 letters to you, but so far I haven't heard from you. Maybe somebody's stealing your mail. I think you need a watchdog. That's from Fred.
Fred's calling it like it is.
Yes, he said, dear Santa, I love to play with kids. We only have 1 kid in our family. Could you please give me another kid for Christmas? And that's from Roscoe. Dear Santa, do dogs go to heaven? I hope so, because I don't want to go any place where there are cats. And that's from your friend Rags.
Indicating, of course, that cats don't go to heaven.
That's right. Now, dear Santa, I'd like some goggles, please. So when I stick my head out of the window of our car to help my person drive, I don't get any more stuff in my eyes. And he said, I am very nearsighted. So it says, dear Santa, how much does it cost to buy a puppy? Faye Bagby knows. says, I need a friend in my house. I have 28 cents. I hope that's okay. Thank you, Terry.
28 cents. All right.
Yeah. And says, now, Santa, you don't have to get me a present for Christmas if you're too busy. Just send me a picture and your autograph. Now, here's what the autograph should say. To my good friend, the smartest dog in Houston. Everybody will know you're talking about me.
Somebody's famous.
And it says, dear Santa, what time do you get up in the morning? I have to get up at 5 a.m. so the boss in the house can walk me before he goes to work. I wish he'd get another job. I need my sleep.
Isn't that true?
Yes. Says, dear Santa, I'm a boy dog. For Christmas, I'd like to get a girl dog, so next Christmas, you can give us some puppies.
Oh.
Says, if you have any ideas, please write, because I really need my sleep. All I want for Christmas is a good night's sleep.
Don't we all?
He says, dear Santa, my family paid a lot of money for me, but I think they got cheated. The man who sold me at the pet store said I can do a lot of tricks. Can you send me a book of dog tricks so I won't disappoint them?
Says, oh, wow.
Dear Santa, if you bite somebody, they give my master a ticket. I don't think that's fair. He never bites anyone.
I got to agree with that one.
Yeah, do you like that one?
Yeah.
Now, dear Santa, what do you do for exercise? Maybe you should chase squirrels. I exercise every day when I chase the squirrels in the neighborhood. And this one says, dear Santa, my daddy needs a new job. Can you get him a new job as a surprise Christmas present? Any job would be okay as long as he doesn't have to work too hard. He has enough time to watch TV with me and walk me and feed me. And that's from Joey.
Gosh, that sounds like the letter I should be writing Santa.
Yes. And the next one says, Dear Santa, I hope you can help me. I'm allergic to cats. We have 5 cats in our house and not only dog.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be a big dog, just a puppy who can be my friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute.
Please don't leave me any more dog biscuits for Christmas. I'm sick of eating dog biscuits. How about a Hershey bar?
Oh.
And that's from Fats.
Oh, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, can you imagine? Oh, man.
Santa's not going to bring chocolate to a dog, I'm sure.
No. And this is to Mrs. Claus.
Ooh.
Dear Mrs. Claus, the lady of the house always dresses me up when she takes me for a walk. I'm a boy dog, and I look silly. Do you have any sweaters for boy dogs so the other dogs won't laugh when they see me?
That's a good point. Sometimes when I don't know how much you dressed your pets before or seen other people, but sometimes you dress up the dog and they look like they're like, oh, this is like the worst. This is the worst.
Yeah, the dog
ever.
Knows it's the worst deal you ever thought of.
Yeah. And if they get a bad haircut, oh, they do the same thing. They hide their head in shame. We had a little dog once that we tried to give him a haircut, and it ended up being like a reverse mohawk. He wouldn't go outside at all until
he
came back.
Wouldn't. I mean, they're smart. You know, dogs know when they look good and when they look like heck.
Yeah, they do.
You know? Okay, this is my last one. Dear Santa, who's your favorite dog in the whole world? I hope it's me. He said, I'm the favorite dog in this house. P.S. I'm the only dog in this house.
Oh, how cute. You wonder if this is what these dogs really actually think, because you know they have feelings, you know they have thoughts. I wonder if this is really what they think.
Let me read you this last one. I forgot this one. Dear Santa, I've been a good dog all year except when I bit the cat by mistake for the third time. I could just see that dog biting that cat. Oh, my gosh.
By mistake for the third
time. Yeah, bit him by mistake 3 times.
I hate when I do that.
Oh, my gosh.
How cute.
Oh, my.
You know, dogs,
can you imagine?
All kinds of pets, you know, they're like children. I mean, geez, you know, they think things, they feel things. The whole pet industry with like their clothes and stuff like that. It's such a big business because people love their pets. They're like people.
It is $1 billion or more every year. People think more of them than they do of their friends or anyone else. And what I love about a puppy or a dog is they love you no matter how bad your day is.
Yeah.
They don't care if you feel bad or good. They love you anyway. And if you are cross to them, they still love you.
Yes.
You know? And they're so happy to see their tail is always wagging. If you say, do you want to go in the car? Oh, my gosh, they're excited. If you say you want to go for a walk, they just... my child used to just dance. He would just dance and dance if I said, do you want to go for a walk? He was always ready to go for a walk.
Cute.
He loved it.
Did you ever give like you give the dog like their Christmas present and they play with the paper or the bag more than the actual toy?
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And his treat was cookies. He loved cookies as much as I did. And at night, if I got a cookie, he had to have a cookie.
Oh,
yeah, so we shared cookies all the time.
Cute.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, I think that their letters to Santa just makes everybody's Christmas, you know?
It really does. And don't forget, dogs are people, too. And don't forget
they're Santa Claus.
They've been good children all year long.
And don't give them, they're tired of those old dog biscuits. Give them something nice, you know?
Yeah. Like lobster.
That's right. Or a toy that is soft, you know, a squeaky toy that's soft that they could throw around and get in their teeth and and sling it back and forth, you know?
Did we tell you about we got our dog, one of those, we went to the place in the mall. This has been many, many years ago. We went to the place where you, like, create, they have, like, the stuffed animals, and you dress them, and you put, like, you know.
Oh, like, the bear.
Yes, yes, yes. And so there was they had a thing where you could have the little plastic thing and you could record some kind of a message to them and then put it inside like their paw, like the bear's paw or whatever it is. And so when you squeeze their hand or their foot, or wherever you put it, it has your voice, you know, saying something back to them.
Which is neat.
It's really neat. He didn't think so. We gave him that for Christmas, and he absolutely destroyed the little voice activation thing. He would not go near that thing until he destroyed the voice thing, and then after that, he loved the bear.
He did not like the voice, did he?
No, and it was me.
I wonder why he thought it wasn't good for it to be in that bear.
I don't know, but he did not like it. He chewed it and threw that thing around until he destroyed the voice thing, and then after that, it was his favorite toy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we just never know what they're thinking.
Sometimes I don't want to know what they're thinking.
No, you don't want to know what they're thinking.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
And so if somebody's thinking right now, we forgot our pet's Christmas, I don't know what you're going to do because it's probably too late to order. I don't know what you do. You run out someplace, I guess. Not sure.
I guess because ordering, I think, is out of the question. You're going to have to actually go to a store, and I don't know if you want to do that. You know, because of the virus, everybody's trying to stay out of the stores. And as you noticed on Black Friday, people did not go out like they used to. They didn't have all these tremendous people at the malls. People didn't do it. They stayed on their computer and ordered. In fact, the other day, I believe it was last Monday, I couldn't even get my computer to work hardly because there were so many people, you know, on the Internet. And but I think everybody has ordered, like you say, from companies that are delivering where they don't have to go out.
Yeah, and it seems like they took all their Black Friday specials and made them like into like Black Month instead of just one day, like the whole like Black December or whatever they called it. They ran those specials like the entire month or most of it anyway.
Well, and the other thing I noticed is there's a lot of like Belk has Belk Bucks and all kinds of coupons. And a lot of people don't know you can get all these extra coupons at almost every store, even Kroger, who I ordered from all the time. I forget to do the digital coupons sometimes.
Really?
Because everybody right now has got coupons. I mean, for everything in the world.
Yeah, and
I ordered from Macy's, and then the little deal came up and said, "Do you want us to search for other coupons?" And I said, "Yes." And I got another $12 off.
Yeah, see, you're just reminding me, because I never pay attention to that, and I'm like, uh-oh, I probably should.
Yeah, you should do that, because everything has got sales right now. I mean, you can get a coupon off on everything, and it really helps. I save more at Belk than any store in the world. Lots of times, it'll start out $200 or $300, and when I get through, it's $103.
Oh, geez. Wow, that's
significant. No, I'm serious. I am serious. It's so much off sometimes that I think, how can they do it?
Wow.
But I always save a lot there. I mean, their things are real.
Wow. Yeah, that's a ton of that's a ton of savings right there. Jeez.
And everybody needs to remember the teachers at school that don't get paid very much, they can use a good gift certificate right now. I know that's what they really need. You know, either a MasterCard or Visa, you know, deal or a gift certificate to a store. I think the teachers really need it this year. They've been through heck.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe that Christmas is next Friday. It's just,
I know. I mean, we don't have much time, folks.
No, we don't.
You can always go to CVS and grab a gift certificate. I'm just telling you. If someone likes Taco Bell, you know, get a Taco Bell certificate. You know, there's people that would rather have something like that than a gift.
Oh, yeah.
I found out. Yeah, there's people that would rather have that.
Oh, food is always a win-win for any situation.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm.
You just can't, I mean, we talk about food all the time. It's our favorite thing. You know? Besides chocolate candy. Let's not forget chocolate candy.
And ice cream.
Oh, I love And ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Did we order ice cream? Yeah. Wow.
See, now look what
I've
done.
I know.
I know.
Yeah, you reminded me about ice cream. We've got to have a lot of that.
We go into ice cream comas when we just the thoughts of it. It's like, oh.
That's right. And thinking of doing without that is too much.
Yes. And with all the holiday ice creams, because you think, oh, you can only have ice cream in the summer because it's nice and refreshing, but they've come up with so many different holiday kinds of ice cream. It's like it's too much. The temptation is there, and they're too good. That's the problem, and they're too good.
Well, and you can sit in front of the fireplace and eat ice cream. That's the way you do it.
That is true.
You know, get in front of the fireplace and eat the ice cream, folks.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful holiday season at the Bagby house. So I do wish you the
best.
It
is. A lot of presents, a lot of love. I think it'll be an outstanding Christmas. You know, when you have little children, you want it to always be a joyous occasion and fun. And, I think it will be.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully, a lot of people looking forward to the new year, a fresh start, and really kind of getting things back to somewhat normal. Of course, I don't know what that's going to be. I don't think anybody knows what new
year. How long do you think it'll be before we get normal again, and we actually go places and actually get up close to someone,
Yeah. It's like, you the first time you go out, if you've been wearing a mask, the first time you go out without one, I'm sure it's going to be a weird feeling, and it'd probably make you a little bit skittish, I'm sure.
I think so. I think we'll all be just a little scared.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you that.
Yeah. But it sounds like a lot of good things coming, especially on the investment front. I mean, gosh, the things you were talking about earlier with all the exciting opportunities that you think are coming in 2021. It sounds like a great time for people to actually, make a ton more money. I mean, obviously, this year has been really great for that. But there are three risks, though, and we should probably run through those real quick before we wrap up. Three risks with the
The biggest risk is your policies can go over. You need to know that they can go over. We have some that are over. We have some old policies that are over that we're trying to get rid of. And the next risk, of course, is it's not liquid during that time. Mm-hmm. When you go into this, you need to know that it is not liquid. If you have an emergency, this is not where you look. You look for your emergency funds. And then the third risk is if a life insurance ever went under. We've never had a life insurance company in Texas go under. It's been years since we've had one nationally go under because the premium income is so great, somebody would buy it the next morning. You know, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So I think overall, it's a great investment. We have a lot of people that think so. We have, hundreds of clients that have been with us a long time, and they wouldn't be with us if they weren't making money.
Exactly. I mean, people have been doing this for years and years and years, and those that are diversified, those that are all in, I think they've just been making so much money investing in life insurance policies, and people wonder sometimes where they come from. It's people that need to sell their policy. It's not like anybody's going in and taking their policy away. They need to sell it for a number of reasons, right?
They do. The main reason is it's so expensive. Cancer treatment runs about $100,000 a month. If you're going to any kind of a decent cancer treatment place like UT Southwestern or MD Anderson in Houston, you've got to go to a major place. A lot of people go out of country. They go to Mexico. When they come back and we read the LA on them, I'm always so upset. Because it tells that now it has spread while they were in Mexico, and now there's no way to stop it. The treatment is not going to help. If they're on methadone, if they're on tremendous pain medicine, we know that it's spread too far. So, that's when we buy their policy, we're helping them out. And a lot of times, They know they've got 12 months or 24, and sometimes they just want to settle up with their family. And we try to help them do that.
And how are we on availability for appointments for people to get started, call you? Are you?
We'll be open until the 23rd.
Okay.
And we should tell people that we're going to be closed from the 23rd to the 6th.
Okay. So for people to make an appointment and get on a Zoom call and get the process started, one more time, Faye, what's your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we will have emergency call numbers. People can still email us during that time, and somebody will answer the email, even during the holidays.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.